public hearing to order. For the record, it's Monday, December 1st, 2014, at 7:15 p.m. Present this evening are council members Mrs. Capellini, Mr. Hanem, Mr. Lutke, Mrs. Hussman, and myself. Additionally, from administration, the law director, Mrs. Brining, the service director, Mr. Aller, economic development director, Mr. Sanford, finance director, or treasurer, no, finance director, is that right? Mr. Schreier, and Chief Rodas, clerk of council, Mrs. Booker, as well as the mayor. In this public hearing, we will welcome public comment on special use permit 3-2014, a request from Savannah Country Club to amend the special use permit at 5201 Corey Road. This use permit is a request for some new buildings that will allow the construction manager to explain in more detail. This SUP was referred to the planning commission on October 6th, and the planning commission reviewed and recommended approval for this at its October 15th meeting. And with that, I would invite Mr. Joe Swint of Swint Construction to share some of the specifics of the special use permit request.
Good evening. Joe Swint with Swint Consulting Service, construction manager for the Savannah Country Club project. Just to give you kind of some background of the project and what we're doing, there's the existing pool is in much need of being brought up to code. And really, they're trying to get some more interest in the club, more membership, and therefore, they're going to go ahead with this project. And the project consists of expanding the existing large pool by adding a zero entry section, which again is bringing it up to code for handicap purposes. They also are relocating their waiting pool, which is basically the kids' pool, and adding some water features too to enhance the whole experience over there. The existing pool building was old, it was worn out. We've already demolished that building, it's gone. And we're going to be building a new pool house with locker rooms, bathrooms, new kitchen area, snack bar, and pool equipment room, right on the same footprint where the existing pool house was. The cart barn, I don't know how much you guys know of the existing cart barn, was behind the existing pool house. That cart barn was old and dilapidated and, again, needed to be relocated and reconstructed. So they're going to build a new one of those also, which is going to be off of the back of the existing pro shop. Combination of all of those things, and then they're also going to add a new short game practice area, which would be putting surface, chipping area, and so on. It's really enhancing it. New fencing. The playground area will be covered with a surface that's better for the kids to be playing on, and a new playground equipment will be added also.
Thank you very much. I would open up to public comment. We do have two representatives from the community, but I'm not certain if either is here to speak in favor of or against this. No. Seeing no one present, is there any comments or conversation from council members or from administrative members?
Mrs. Westmore, just a question about notification. Have we notified? Are there neighbors actually to notify in this case? And were they notified?
Yes, this is the public hearing advertisement that cost us $800 or so to get advertised, and it was sent out to all the neighbors, which were...
Okay, we did actually communicate with them by mail.
Okay. I can report on the planning commission meeting, there were no neighbors that came to the planning commission. And Joe, I'm not sure you said, and it does show on the drawing, this is hundreds of feet from the property line. And the closest property is the back of the commercial strip where Tony Paco's is, which is really a block towards the public and Monroe Street.
Yeah, my sense is there's no residential right around here.
Closest is probably that condominium tower to, further northwest on Monroe Street, and it just does, it just isn't visible.
There's a list of it.
No.
Are there any other questions or comments?
Just that, you know, these are difficult times for organizations like Sylvania Country Club, and these are changes that club memberships determined is necessary to remain competitive in a market that is very competitive. And, I think obviously the impact on neighbors is minimal, and this is a reasonable, defensible land use, and as our planning commission has determined, and I certainly support it.
Very good. With those comments and any other the comments from Mr. Swint, is there a motion to move forward with requesting legislation be prepared for this?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we make a request of administration to prepare legislation. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing no opposition, the motion passes. Is there any further business?
The city administration anticipated the recommendation. We do have that legislation prepared for tonight. We'll put it on tonight's agenda. I suspect it will pass tonight. It may take till 10 minutes of 8 or something to do it, but I think you can stay or go, whatever you prefer.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. With that, this public hearing is formally adjourned at 7:25.